Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the May 10th, 2011 meeting of the Board of Education, West Covina Unified School District. This meeting opened, called the meeting to open at 6:03. We generally go to closed session before we open the regular session. But before we go into closed session, we always invite the public to comment on items involving closed session. And from best that I can visualize through these requests to speak, most deal with items that appear to be in closed session. So with that, I will invite the public to speak, and I'll start with those that have made requests to address the Board of Education. I'll start this evening with Forrest Wilkins.
I prepared a couple comments here I want to refer to. First of all, I'd like to point out the nice large room that we are meeting in here this evening. When I was on the school board from 2003 to 2005, it was commented to Mr. Cox that he was complimented because he had voted to have this room. Prior to having this room, we had a very small room. Anyway, Mr. Cox, that was a very good, sound decision. $380,000 is a lot of money. Last week, I became aware of a rumor that the board was meeting tonight to discuss the possibility of buying out the superintendent at a cost of around $380,000. Based on the information I have obtained, I cannot understand any justification for a buyout. That would be taking $380,000 from our students' education. Why a buyout? The superintendent was hired almost 6 years ago. Scores have improved. Districts all around us, Covina, Baldwin Park, Hacienda, Lapuani, Azusa, have laid off teachers and have even closed schools. The superintendent has maintained enrollment of around 10,000 students since she has been here. Parents from outside the district enroll their children in West Covina Unified School District because of the quality of education. It seems some parents from the charter school want it their way and as a result want our superintendent to go away. Our school, one school, is not the tail that wags the dogs. What do we have? 14 schools here? 8 elementary, 3 middle schools, 3 high schools? If there is more to what meets the public eye than the superintendent is not doing her job or acting in an unprofessional manner, then we ought to fire her. The perception is some people do not like the superintendent and will give her $380,000 to go away. That's crazy. May I make a suggestion? If there are 3 board members that vote to send the superintendent on her way with $380,000, why don't you collectively gather $380,000 from the equity in your homes and make the payment? That makes about as much sense as taking $380,000 from our students' educational fund. Of course, due to the current real estate market, maybe you don't have collectively $380,000. I don't think the district has $380,000 to throw away either. All parties involved are adults, and they should act as adults. I get the perception that overall, staff, parents, and teachers cannot justify spending $380,000 because there is some personality differences. Very bluntly speaking, $380,000 to me is the chicken way or unresponsible way. If someone is doing their job, you don't buy them out. If there is a buyout, what you are saying is the board is unable to articulate reasons to fire the superintendent, and we have a personality conflict, and even though she is doing her job, scores are up, schools are better, we are unnecessarily spending $380,000. Parents will not relate to such a decision. Thank you.
Dr. Elizabeth Quinn.
First of all, I want to thank you for letting me speak tonight, and I want to speak to the board members, to the cabinet, and to Superintendent Castile. I want to say this is from my personal experience here as a principal in West Covina Unified, that I found Superintendent Castile is probably the most outstanding, most charismatic leader that I've had the pleasure to work with, and I've worked with quite a few superintendents. She truly motivates all of the principals to do the best thing for kids. In fact, I've heard her say over and over again, if we do something, how is it going to affect kids? That's one of her core values. Mrs. Castillo, out of all the superintendents I've worked for in the last 25 years, is the most brilliant. She has the best judgment. She understands how to lead by pushing and then supporting. Thus, she gets great results. That's why we have Blue Ribbon schools. We have California Distinguished Schools. We have schools that are making great progress. We have the IBB high school that's developing. Furthermore, not only is she a great superintendent, she's somebody who's approachable, and she really listens. She listens to the teachers. She listens to the principals. She listens to the classified staff. And Superintendent Castillo always takes the path that will lead to the highest achievement for students because she's all about students. She's very supportive to her staff. She encourages, but she does monitor to make sure that the path we are taking is truly increasing student learning. And she always makes her staff available to the principals when we need help. In my experience, she's always been supportive, caring, and an inspiration to everyone she works with. To me, Superintendent Castillo is truly an inspirational leader who is my mentor and an all-around wonderful person. Besides being the best superintendent that I've ever worked for, and I must say I've worked for a few, that she is a personal inspiration to me. Thank you for allowing me to express my opinions.
William Mannion.
Good evening, Mr. President and board members. Good evening, Mrs. Castillo, our superintendent, and your cabinet members, and all the other district administrators, the community, the friends of this school district, my colleagues, the certificated employees, the classified employees, and all of you. My name is Will Mannion. I have the privilege of being the principal of Cameron Elementary School. I'm also the president of the West Covina Leadership Association. During my 4+ years at Cameron, I've enjoyed and been the beneficiary of the dedicated effort of this board and the wisdom of our superintendent, Lily Castillo, as well as the effort of numerous district administrators assembled by Mrs. Castillo, who are here right now. During the past 4 years, the students of Cameron have demonstrated academic achievement at unprecedented levels. At Cameron, we've broken the 800 barrier, gained 66 points in our academic performance index over 2 years. We're targeting an API of 900 as a reasonable goal for the near future. But we at Cameron are not unique. Most of the West Covina schools at all grade levels have demonstrated similar academic achievement and growth. The California Department of Education has only recently notified us that the similar schools ranking of many schools, including Cameron, have increased. This is no accident. It is not serendipitous. It is not lightning in a bottle. The children of this community are attending the finest schools in the Valley. This is not just a motto. It's a reality. And it's true because of the commitment to excellence by this Board of Education and the vision and leadership acumen of our superintendent. I've worked with several superintendents during my career in education. Most recently, previous to Mrs. Castillo, Dr. Thelma Melendez de Santana in Pomona. I was a district administrator and actually had the opportunity to work very closely with her. Dr. Melendez is presently the Assistant Secretary of the United States Department of Education. Having worked closely with both outstanding leaders, I can tell you emphatically and without reservation that Mrs. Castillo is cut from the same cloth as Dr. Melendez. They share a common vision and a single-minded purpose to improve the lives of the children of their communities through more meaningful and impactful instruction. The work of delivering a world-class instruction to the students of West Covina is a continual collective endeavor. It is our mission. Our students are well on the way to realizing the dream that education holds for all members of our community. We have started them down the path which will ensure their academic development and guarantee that they have the keys to personal success and achievement. We must be vigilant in maintaining and furthering the measures which have been implemented over the past 5 years, including instruction and data-driven best practices, enhancing the school climate through enlightened teacher-student-parent relationships, deepening community involvement, and administering strong, insightful, and effective leadership. Or in other words, exactly what we're doing every single day. It continues to be an honor to serve this community, this Board of Education, and this superintendent, Mrs. Castillo. Thank you very much for your time.
Gordon Fitzer. Gordon Fitzer.
Good evening, Distinguished School Board of West Covina Unified School District. I appreciate this opportunity to speak with you concerning future plans in regards to our school superintendent before you enter closed session. This evening, I speak to you on behalf of myself and the several principals that are here. About 5 years ago, I was talking to Steve in front of Merced Elementary, and he asked me if I knew anything about an LAUSD employee by the name of Lillian Castillo. The name was familiar to me, but I didn't know much about her. He joked with me and asked me what was the purpose of hiring a guy like myself, also from LAUSD, if I couldn't provide inside information about potential LAUSD superintendent candidates. Outside of a little humor, the one thing I did glean from that conversation was that the board was taking this quest for a leader very seriously. I could tell they were doing a very thorough job of looking for the best person for the position. I know the board was trying to find someone with experience, someone who could command respect, someone with positive energy, someone who knew education, and someone who always put the needs of all students first. The superintendent would need to be someone who can inspire district personnel, principals, teachers, support staff, guide parents, and be an advocate for students. This person would need to understand the increasing demand of accountability and motivate schools to increase test scores. This person would have to be someone who would need to use their professional experience to guide you in finalizing decisions for the district, even if they were sometimes at odds to your views on how best to make improvements. You needed a strong leader who had lived education, could navigate political waters, and that would help you make decisions to help us excel as a school district. This evening, I'm here to tell you that you got it right. Our school scores continue to increase, and more importantly, our school rankings that compare us to other districts like ourselves are increasing. You've managed to keep class size down and keep teachers that are full of new ideas and energy to remain in the schools. You've picked a leader who understands the best way to get a principal to serve their school. She knows you need to motivate them, encourage them, and trust them. So in much the same way in which Superintendent Lillian Castillo has trusted us, I would ask on behalf of the principals that you trust her and allow her to continue to serve the students of West Covina Unified School District. Thank you for considering the principal's perspective in regards to our present school superintendent.
Good evening, board members, Superintendent Castillo. Julio Fonseca, proud principal of Coronado High School. I am here today because I would like to speak about closed session item E, public employee performance evaluation title superintendent. I would first like to thank the superintendent for giving me the opportunity to be the director of pupil services and now the principal of Coronado High School. I chose to come to West Covina in 2009 because I knew Dr. Castillo was here creating high levels of student success. It was no secret. It was well known. West Covina was doing great things. My experience in the district has reaffirmed what has become impossible to ignore. Because of her courageous leadership, the city of West Covina has a public educational system that produces positive results in every single school, even in the face of adversity. What I found here is that principals, teachers, and classified staff that she has chosen to serve this district are hardworking professionals who genuinely care about the lives of the children we serve. In addition, our community and parents are equally passionate about doing what is best for our children and are often engaged in district affairs. It is this high level of citizen engagement that enriches our community and continuously motivates our superintendent to remain as efficient and as effective as possible when serving as the leader of this great district. In turn, her message to her staff is loud and clear. Never retreat from any challenge that may negatively impact students, and always use good judgment to do what is right and what is best for our children. As a result, she has created a district of excellent schools that has received state and national recognition for its outstanding educational services. And again, as I mentioned, I'm the proud principal of Coronado High School, and tonight I would like for the superintendent to add one more piece of hardware to her resume, as the state of California honored Coronado High School this past weekend with the prestigious award of Exemplary Program for Community Service and Student Attendance. When other school districts are closing schools, cutting teachers and other valuable staff, and are devastated by deep and severe budget cuts, our superintendent is leading the charge in creating more options for students, opening schools, which includes an international baccalaureate high school, creating a healthy budget, and making the West Covina Unified School District into a family-like environment, which is a great place to work. All of this has proven to be successful in helping our children meet their life and educational goals. In all of my discussions with her, she's always calm, collected, solution-oriented, and always focusing on our children, our students. In addition, I have had the privilege of observing our superintendent in a number of situations that have allowed me to witness firsthand her dedication to do whatever it takes to remove barriers in order to allow all of our students to have the opportunity to rise to their full academic potential. There is no doubt in my mind, if we continue to trust the superintendent and allow her to make her vision possible, she will continue to make this district shine for all the reasons that educators enter into the field of education, and that's our students. Superintendent, thank you for facing the most difficult leadership position in education with grace, with dignity, with honesty, and guts in spite of those who oppose you. I am hopeful that you choose to stay in this district so that you can continue to move our district in the right direction toward greatness. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to share my opinions, and thank you for your time.
Marina Magana.
Good evening, school board members, audience, and Superintendent Castillo. My name is Marina Magana, and I care about what happens here in West Covina. I care about the welfare of my home city. My family has lived here in West Covina for a little over 30 years. I went to California School, Willowwood Junior High, and Edgewood High School with Mike Spence over there, and his sister, and Mr. Spence was also my German teacher. And even after graduating, I did not go far from the district. I later became employed for the West Covina School District. I've worked at Orangewood Elementary, California Elementary, and now currently for a little over 10 years, I've been the site supervisor for the CalSafe program at Coronado High School. West Covina is my home city, and I want the best for it, and one of the ways to do that is to have Mrs. Castillo as a superintendent of this great school district. As an employee at Coronado High School, I would like to share some disappointments with everybody and then tell you the changes I have seen under the direction of Mrs. Castillo. Coronado has, growing up in West Covina, Coronado has always been known as that bad school, that school with those delinquents and anything else you could think bad of Coronado. Once I became employed at Coronado, I became an advocate for that school. I had people tell me, do you go through metal detectors? Do you carry a gun? Because that's the reputation Coronado had. And I just found that offensive, and I've become an advocate, and I've tried educating the community that that is not how Coronado is. Previous to Superintendent Castillo being our superintendent, Coronado received a great accreditation with WASC. I believe it was a 4 or 5 year accreditation. We received little to no recognition, no banner at our school, no article in the newspaper regarding that accomplishment. Another accomplishment that occurred was we received a model school also. I approached the superintendent at that time, asked him and mentioned, where's the recognition of Coronado? I would think that a superintendent would want to advertise their black sheep as being accomplished within the district and to change that negative image, and that never happened. So then when we had Mrs. Castillo come in as our superintendent, I approached her the same way. Mrs. Castillo, welcome to the district. This is the reputation our school has. We need recognition for all the positive things we do. And she reassured me that this is going to happen. And it did. Now, anybody that drives by our school, we have banners up there stating our recognitions. So I thank you, Mrs. Castillo, for following through what you said. And now I no longer feel that I work at that school with those bad kids. And now I'm going to speak on, I'm also, in addition to being an employee of West Covina, I'm also the chapter president for CSA for the classified employees. I represent nearly 400 classified workers here within the district, and I also serve on the negotiating team. And our experiences with the superintendent have been very positive. It has been shared with me several times that the positive, respectful working relationship that CSA has with the district is greatly appreciated. This is primarily because of the mutual, respectful, honest, and fair working relationship CSA, the organization, has with our current superintendent, Mrs. Castillo. In the past, it wasn't like that, and I know that she has been one of the main factors for that difference in our relationship. So some of the accomplishments and items that have worked out with Mrs. Castillo is that, one, she has followed through with investigating grievances and resolved problems prior to the grievances becoming a board issue. Another item that she has resolved with us is she has been fair in negotiations despite of board differences. And to this point, we still wonder why. I remember her first year, it's a little anecdote I share. We were asking for one thing. She came back with something much better for us, and we thought she had a personal agenda, being that she was new, and it was just because she said, we could afford it, you deserve it, I'm going to give it to you, and we did. So we thank you for that. Another item that was dealt with in a positive manner was she investigates unfair employee evaluations and corrects them. She has addressed employees' concerns regarding their supervisors. She honors our contract with the district, and she supports keeping classified work within our district instead of outsourcing it and taking that extra work, extra money out of the pockets of our classified employees. So these are just a few reasons why the executive board and the majority of the chapter members, verification is all here with these petitions, approve and respect all the work that you've done for us, and we acknowledge all the hard work. So in closing, to all the board members that had anything to do with the hiring of Mrs. Castillo as our superintendent, I thank you for making such a smart, unselfish decision. Please continue to let her do the job she was hired for. West Covina School District will continue to be a quality district and the envy of many CSE leaders in surrounding districts. And one thing that I have been sharing with my members when they've asked me that, or when they've told me that they don't really know Mrs. Castillo, tell me a couple things that she has done or comments that she said. I share with them one comment that was shared at the special budget meeting, I believe it was in March, the end of March, March 28th, is that when certain board members were discussing this financial status of our district, that Mrs. Castillo said, we do not need to look at furloughs. We do not need to look at cutting programs. We do not need to look at that. We need to look at increasing our student enrollment, increasing this. We're not going to go forward by cutting back. And we thank you.
Andy Sundstrom.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, members of the board, district administration, and my brothers and sisters in CSEA. I'm Andrew Sundstrom, labor relations representative for the classified staff of the California School Employees Association, West Covina Chapter 91. The reason I'm here tonight is in regards to several comments made at past governing board meetings about the need to slash the district budget. One can only infer that these comments suggest elimination of programs that serve the students of this district and eliminate the jobs that support these programs. CSEA has performed a budget analysis on the district's finances, and upon review, the need to slash is not only unnecessary, but to some degree irresponsible. In reviewing the second interim report submitted to the County Office of Education, the district's projected revenue is $77.5 million, which is close to $9.5 million over what was originally projected last June. The district's expenditures are estimated at $79.3 million, which is $6.2 million over what was originally projected again last June. What this leaves us with, as projected, a $1.7 million deficiency of revenue. Now, in some districts, a deficiency of that nature could raise some cause for concern and thus result in a need to look at reductions in services. However, this is not the case in West Covina Unified. I would like to point out that last year's ending balance was close to $22 million, of which $19.4 million fell into the unrestricted portion of the budget. This equals 31% of revenues and 29% of expenditures. This year, the district has projected an ending balance of $21 million, $1 million less than last year, all of which has been designated as unrestricted dollars. Now, the state requires school districts to maintain a 3% reserve for economic uncertainties. For West Covina, this calculates into $2.2 million. Currently, the projected ending balance of $21 million, this district will have close to 10 times the amount required by law. This does not translate into a dire situation wherein the district needs to make drastic cuts. Now, over the past few years, has there been an economic downturn? Yes. Has the education budget in this state suffered close to $18 billion in loss of revenue? Absolutely. And that is why some school districts in the area in the state have had to take measures that have impacted the students to maintain fiscal solvency and keep the doors open. Now, CSEA understands that currently school districts, again, are faced with a reduction of around $349 per ADA, and that's average daily attendance. This is due to the expiration of some taxes in June of this year. For West Covina, this could translate into a little over $3 million loss in revenue. But even with that drastic cut in revenue, this only represents 14% of your ending balance. Again, I reiterate that West Covina does not find itself in the same situation as many other school districts. To some degree, you guys need to be applauded. Your district is in excellent financial shape to weather this cut and still maintain the quality and quantity of service provided to your students. Now, can West Covina sustain these cuts over a long period of time? Well, really, no district can. That is why I have confidence that if given the opportunity, the voters in this state would support an extension or renewal of these taxes now that they understand how bad an impact it has on education and how it translates with our ability to compete with the rest of the world. Poll after poll in this state taken has shown this. Now, given this situation, the loss of $349 per ADA could very well be erased. With that, and given the substantial size of your ending balance, to reduce staff, to cut programs, to increase class size, and eliminate other vital services to the students of your district is short-sighted. We, CSEA, represent 400 classified employees in this district, a group of folks that live, shop, and contribute to the economy in the surrounding community. To jump on board with actions taken by other districts without responsibly using your ending balance is irreprehensible. The damage caused by such actions will have a direct impact on our students and community. In closing, I implore you, the governing board, to abandon such notions, to stay, hold off from such thoughts of taking such actions that would have an immediate and long-lasting impact to the students, the employees, families, and community as a whole. Thank you for hearing our words.
Sandra Chadbourne. Sandy?
Good evening. I've been an employee here at West Covina for 33 years, a resident for 27, and I have raised my three sons in our school system. So I've seen a lot of good times and I've seen some difficult times. But currently, we have one of the hardest working, honest, and fair superintendents in our history. That's you, Lily. also, I'd like to thank Mike Seaman and Lily because they've renewed the morale and the spirit in our district employees. We are now working in a positive and fair environment with pride in our district. So please, tonight, in your decisions, be reminded that an awesome person is our superintendent, and the fact that she has led us, students and staff, in a very successful direction.
Jim Mandela.
Thank you. That's not really why I came here today. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. My name is Jim Mandel, and I've worked in the district for 38 years, the last several years under Lilian Castillo. I would like to say how important I feel Lily is to our district. The API scores in our schools are up, and teachers and students feel good about their educational goals. This is due largely to Lily setting a bar that is realistic, attainable, and yet ever increasing. She encourages her cabinet to work with each school to strive for excellence in the classroom. She knows what is going on at the school because she is constantly visits, talks with the teachers, and encourages them to have their students strive for excellence. When there are problems, she does not hide from them, but faces them head on and works to find the best solution for all concerned. I had a close friend that was having a difficult situation, and I told Lily about it. She did not hesitate when she said she wanted to meet with the individual, and when they met, worked out a solution with the individual that worked for all. This is the way she always operates. Lily has the respect of the teachers, the students, and the parents of the district. She continues to lead the district to financial stability, especially in these hard times. With a district the size of West Covina, there's always going to be problems, issues that occur during the course of the year. With Lily's experience, poise, knowledge, and calmness, she continues to lead in a positive manner, dealing with all situations that occur. Her positive attitude is contagious, and everyone feels it. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak this evening.
Arlene Zamora. Arlene.
You know, everybody comes up and they're talking about how Lily's, you know, helped bring up the scores, and the principals are happy, and, you know, the teachers are happy, you know, but the parents are happy, the students are happy, and she's there for us, you know, and that's just as important as everything else. So I implore you to change your mind and not buy her out and keep her here.
Stephanie Broviak.
Okay. Good evening, board members. I have been a member of this community for a long time. I started here in first grade. All my children have gone and are continuing to go through this school district, and I'm really concerned about this decision that you are all, well, that most of you, that some of you are considering. Anyone in this room can look at Mrs. Castillo's qualifications, and they can see that she is more than qualified for the position of superintendent. And the job that she has done and the accessibility that she offers to parents, that would be tragic, you know, to lose something like that. She makes her decisions for the students and the schools, and although some of the decisions might not necessarily be popular with everyone, they usually are the most necessary decisions that need to be made. And I, along with everybody else, would like to know what has prompted you to want to buy her out. Why the rush to do this? I don't understand, you know, why and where this money is supposed to come from. She has genuine concerns for all the schools in the district, something that a few of you, you know who you are, have lost sight of, and I would hope that you do not make a foolish decision that would have a tragic effect on the schools, the families, and the students in this district.
John Shoemaker.
Thank you. I've been involved in the school district for many years, and I remember going back at times that there were meetings held in would be the other room and sometimes then this room for budget cuts, the fights that were going on between staff and the superintendent, the board, and everybody else. You know, you had teachers who were upset, you had classified who was upset, you had parents who were upset. It was just unbelievably bad what went on in the school district. And then Lily was hired. And she changed things so readily. She was open with people. She would tell them the truth. When people wanted her to not tell the truth, she would still tell the truth, which showed the type of character she had. Even thinking about removing Lily from her position, her superintendent position, is equivalent to, you know, Berkshire Hathaway firing Warren Buffett. Microsoft saying, we don't need you anymore, Bill Gates. Or Apple Computer saying, Steve Jobs, take a hike. Oh, that's right. They did say that. 10 years later, they went, whoops, we made a major mistake and brought the guy back. You know, I'm hoping that when the board changes, if these people are dumb enough to be the Apple board, that on November 9th, you'll accept your job back if they do that, because we don't want to go down in this school district as being the dummies that fired one of the best superintendents you can have in a school district. You know, my hope is that when, you know, that when she leaves, somebody doesn't snap her up at probably twice the salary and half the work, you know, and she just won't be able to come back because of that. But, you know, don't go down in history as being that dumb, please. Thank you.
Rachel Giannotti. Rachel Giannotti. Oh, sorry. Didn't recognize the name, sorry.
Looks like Rachel, but it's Rochelle.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say that I originally started homeschooling my children. And a few years ago, they decided that they wanted to try their neighborhood school, so we came back to district. When I was enrolling my son in middle school, I told them that he was above grade average, his grade level. And they said, no, usually you come from different programs. They're usually, you know, not the same, and that he'll be okay in seventh grade. I said, okay. I was very unhappy. I went back to the school, said he is not learning anything. And so they said, okay, they talked to the teachers, they moved him up. Still, I was unhappy. He still wasn't learning his potential. And they moved him four times to different classes, trying to find what would be best for him. I was at the point where I was going to pull my son and my daughter back out of the district because they weren't getting what they needed. Ms. Castillo stepped in, and she gave me some options and choices that I could make especially for my son. I am so eternally grateful for that, because they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. One of the options was, and the principal called me in and told me that my son could skip eighth grade, go into high school where there's honors and AP classes for him. There was another parent as well that was also offered that same thing. That parent decided not to, but I decided that my would be best for my son. It was the best move I could make. And if it wasn't for Ms. Castillo offering that for my son, we would not be here. He has excelled. He's taken all honors, all AP classes. Even his AP biology teacher told me that he needs to go to graduate school so he can get all his questions answered. Mm-hmm. So this shows that this has been good for him. This also shows me that not only does Ms. Castillo care about the schools as a whole, she cares about individual students as well. She cared enough about my son and about this other parent who was also in that meeting to give us something else that would work in this district, and it did work. And the way she cares for each student, and you can tell by all the parents here and the educators, these wonderful educators who are saying how great she is, what she's doing for our individual kids. Me as a parent am so appreciative of that. And I hope that we continue to have her here so that she can help other students as well, as she has helped my son and also my daughter, who is doing very well in school too. Thank you. Thank you.
Luis Dorado.
Good evening. Luis Dorado, community member. I don't think I could add more to the accolades of West Covina. As I was reading the paper of this enormous mistake that this board was going to decide on today, I decided, you know what, let me do a little research on the board members. Let's talk about your shortcomings. And I'm a just direct my comments to one board member, because on her website she puts that she's for Latina empowerment, but yet she's one of the three that's willing to get rid of one of the only Latinas in the state of California. Where's the empowerment? She's part of something called HOPE, Hispanas Organized for Political Equality. Where's it at? I'm asking you, find your way back. Stop being Mike Spence's puppet. He didn't even have the courtesy to show up on time, rolling his eyes. You know what? There hasn't been one person up here to say this superintendent is not worth it. But yet, I guarantee you, there's more than enough saying that you're not worth it. Ms. Jimenez, please don't become the Malinche of West Covina.
Carlos Gonzalez.
Good evening, board members. My name is Carlos Gonzalez. I'm an advocate for education, and the reason I'm here is to speak regarding the superintendent's evaluation. The superintendent has demonstrated first and foremost the importance of being a passionate advocate for students. Secondly, she has demonstrated excellent leadership skills with competence, knowledge, and experience. It is a fact that she has delivered results in student achievements and managed the budget and operation of the district in an exemplary manner. The fact that she is the first Latina hired is a bonus. She is a role model for all our students. Some board members have demonstrated contempt towards her, and it has not gone unnoticed. Mr. Spence, she is a successful woman, Latina, intelligent, and an outstanding leader. With all said, you can't support such a great leader. Ms. Miranda Jimenez, you of all people have demonstrated a lack of support, and we will hold you accountable for your actions against her and her excellent record. With me today are dozens of supporters. You will be well advised to give her an excellent evaluation. Ms. Shoemaker and Ms. Paulos, You have demonstrated that you value dedication to our students by supporting Superintendent Castillo. That will not go unnoticed. Lastly, Mr. Cox, if you weren't such a puppet of Mr. Spence, we might even believe you have an original position on the matter. But obviously, you will never lead. You will always be a follower, and that's a shame. All we want as a community is for the harassment to stop against our superintendent, and just let her do what she does best. As a team, advocate for our children's success. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Suzanne Sotelo. Sue.
Good evening to our board members, community members, and members of the West Covina Unified School District. My name is Sue Sotelo, and I'm an employee of the West Covina Unified School District, and I would like to speak in support of the growth and positive changes that have occurred over the last 5 years due to the leadership of Superintendent Castillo. Living in West Covina almost my entire life, I can truly say that I am part of a proud past. I am a product of the West Covina Unified School District. My husband and I both went through the West Covina Unified School System and are graduates of this district. All three of my children attended school here and graduated from WCUSD as well. My family and I are very active in the school community and in many levels of city organization. And it's because of this that I feel I have a very good understanding of the West Covina community. Starting here as a student, then parent, and now an employee, I have had a firsthand glance of what the current leadership has accomplished. Our district has so much to be proud of. Our scores are up, student enrollment is stable, employee morale is high, and we are one of very few districts in this valley that is financially solid. Most importantly, we have so many more opportunities to offer our students, and this is all because of the vision and leadership of our superintendent. Mrs. Castillo has a keen understanding of the entire school community. She really cares about the students, not just in the quality of education that they receive, but in their overall welfare. Since my transition from school site to district office, I have had an opportunity to see firsthand the concern and commitment that Mrs. Castillo has for our district. WCUSD continues to provide an excellent educational program for all students. The school sites have never looked better. The upkeep of the buildings, both inside and out, are impeccable, the best they have been in many, many years. The parents that I come in contact with have nothing but positive things to say regarding all the great changes that have taken place here. They really feel that their children are receiving a top-notch education. And instead of going to other districts for that kind of education, they recognize now that this is what we have here in West Covina. I am very proud to say that I work for this school district, and I appreciate all the board has done. You too should be proud of all these accomplishments. It is you, the board, that brought Mrs. Castillo to our district, and it is Mrs. Castillo that has given West Covina Unified the distinction of being the finest schools in the valley. Thank you very much for sitting.
Vanessa Olvera.
Good evening, Superintendent Castillo and distinguished board members. My name is Vanessa Olvera and I attend Edgewood High School. I am part of the first class at Edgewood. Edgewood's first year has been very welcoming, and from the looks of it, it will be very academic school. Students at Edgewood, including myself, come to school every day. We have great academics and attendance. I have perfect attendance. We want to come to school. The teachers at Edgewood are always looking for ways to teach the students everything they can, and their personalities toward the students show the teachers what they want to be there. As a result, the students want to be at school too. Edgewood High School will soon have an IB program, which is honestly very focused on the students' future. The ASB kids are involved in activities which make the school more interesting and exciting. Do you know that Edgewood, for being a small school, already has 19 clubs? Well, it does. The laptops at the school are very helpful for turning in our assignments. In the future, when Edgewood is still around, you can already see it will be a community school. Most students get along great since it's so small, and we have well-mannered, polite students and staff. When I walk down the hallway, I always either get a smile or a simple hello. Miss Barrow always says hi to me. Edwin makes me want to strive to accomplish my goals and makes me want to be an ASB after seeing how many clubs and activities they have. This year, I have been in the travel club. We went to New York during spring break, and I had a great time. It gave me a chance to make new friends who I didn't even know went to my school. My grades aren't the best this year, but after seeing all the activities and even sports, it makes me want to do good in school. I was on the softball team this year, and we did good. For me personally, having the laptops and seeing what all the websites we use to learn different subjects, it makes it interesting and even fun to learn. You don't hear that from most students, fun to learn. We have a website called Quizlet that I use every day to study for flashcards on vocabulary tests. After all, the year has been good at Edgewood. It was a good move for me to come here. I know I would not have done as well at another school as I am doing here. It was a good idea to open Edgewood High School. Thank you.
Leah Stuve, did I pronounce that correctly? Leah?
Hi, it's Lee Stuve, and I work at the district. And I just wanted to say that I'm in support of Lily Castillo, our superintendent, and she has done a great job. And I get emotional, I'm sorry. But we have increased our total money saved, and our schools are at their highest ratings. And we need a strong leader, and that's Lily. And it's what we wanted and what we needed and what you asked for. And she's not only a strong leader, but she has compassion for her employees. She has brought back the pride and spirit of our school district classified employees. Lily knows that everyone's position is important. You cannot make a wagon roll without all the spokes in the wheel. We would want to change. Why would you want to change our superintendent when she's doing such a great job? Why do we want to slash and burn our classified employees and our certificated employees when there is no need? We are the standard to strive to be around the area. Other school districts I have talked to said, you guys are in such good shape. So we need your help, the board's help, to keep us on the same path. Please continue to be the board that makes good decisions for the good of the school district's children and its employees, and keep Lily as our superintendent.
Cynthia Esquivel.
Good evening, Mrs. Castillo and board members. I think everybody's just about said everything that I wanted to say. Thank you. But first of all, I want to thank Lily Castillo for bringing in a lot of Hispanic employees. I wondered that when I started the district in 93, why we didn't have Hispanic teachers, especially on our school sites and with our bilingual students. We had American English-speaking teachers teaching our bilingual students to learn the English language and educate them in English. When I came from LA Unified School District, when I learned school was in school, we used to take Spanish classes with Spanish instructors, not those that couldn't speak the language. Also, too, you have improved, Lily Castillo's, our special ed program. When I started special ed program, and Cammie here can vouch for it, it stunk. I mean, it's like God was supposed to come down and make our kids normal, the way that teachers were teaching our kids. My son was diagnosed in 1993 with cerebral palsy and scoliosis and a learning disability. Well, you cannot teach a kindergartner or a preschooler or kindergartner, first, second, third, fourth grader to do homework that a normal child would be doing. So when I asked this, the special ed director, well, I mean, is there not another way we can teach them a different way of learning? Cannot we, just because a child doesn't know math, we can't teach them how to use a calculator? Are they that incompetent? Or is it the teacher that may be incompetent or the educator incompetent? So at this point, I really got, with Cami's support and help and training, got me really aware and got me on special education and learning the laws and learning what we could do for our special ed kids. Our kids now are mainstream, a lot of them. It was very hard for me to understand that, but I do now because I saw the way my son worked through middle school and high school in special ed and worked with mainstream children. My daughter I did not bring her to the school here for high school. She's attending a private school. And with your board's approval, seeing that we're going to pay Mr. Castillo's all this buyout money, I would like to have my Bishop of Mont tuition included in that because of all the kids that are at our high school. At the time my daughter started high school, or the high school at West Covina, it had 3,200 plus kids. I don't care what this board says, I know for a fact because I used to help do the packets. My daughter was not going to be as productive as she was or is now in the high school, so she went to Bishop of Mont. With having public school, coming to public school here in this district for the years that she did K through her junior, through her middle school years, and now with 4 years at high school, Bishop of Mont, I proudly say that my daughter was accepted at Loyola Marymount with the help of the education of West Covina and with Mrs. Castillo. My son is also doing very well in special education. He's a junior at Mount SAC. And he also has courses that he's taking that we thought he would never take. So Lily Castillo has given this district a variety of programs. I wish we would have another high school, because I would have loved to send my daughter here, but I sent her to another school as my choice. But if you're giving out money, you can pay me back. That would be nice. But at this time, I employ the board to make the decision not to have this individual bought out, sent packing, whatever. You need to be fair. She has done a great job. Nobody's heard, and God knows I hear a lot of the gossip, has done a bad job. If so, you have failed as a board, a school board, because if she's done such a bad job, why haven't you fired her? Why hasn't there been a performance appraisal and she would have been consulted? I didn't hear any of that. I haven't seen any of that. So therefore, you don't have the right to suggest a buyout package for her or ask her for her resignation. So if you do vote, which I hope you do not, I implore you do not, we will have some new board members come November.
Ronnie, I'm going to give this a shot. Loranda Evans Mendez. Ronnie Evans. Okay, Ronnie. Speaking for her.
Hello. My name is Loranda Mendez. Most of you know me as Ronnie Evans. A prior commitment to teach at Faith Community is the only thing preventing me from being with you tonight. I ask simply that in my absence you allow my voice to be heard. I come before you tonight not as an employee or a union member, but as an active voting member of this community. I first came to this board as a concerned parent long before I became an employee, and it's that same concern which brings me back to you now. I've been privileged to work alongside some pretty amazing people, and Wally Cook is at the top of that list. He hired the best people for the job, and then he allowed them to do it. If there's any doubt to the validity of this statement, please refer back to Holland Crest Heart Program. This program resulted not only in an increase in API scores, but schools from around the county beat a path to their door to find out how they could repeat their success. This notwithstanding, the funding was cut, the program was boxed, and we went in search of ways to increase our test scores. Let's not make the same type of mistake again. When, due to a set of unfortunate circumstances, we found our district leaderless, you set out to find, I hope, the best person for the job of superintendent. This was a daunting task, but you achieved your goal. You found Lilium Les Castillo. Now, I realize that our API scores were not bad and that we had a modest war chest. But I want to remind you here that this was under extremely different economic circumstances. Ms. Castillo and her team have guided this district through some of the worst economic times this state has ever seen. We now have better average API scores than most of the surrounding districts and a comfortable war chest, and we have not had to have layoffs. While others around us are dying on the vine due to budget constraints and low scores, we're thriving. Once again, we have the ability to be the beacon of light in the oft-forgotten East San Gabriel Valley. However, instead of using this high ground to our advantage and becoming the leaders that we are supposed to be, we want to shoot ourselves in the foot so that we can sit around with the other districts that have failed and complain about how rough things are. This is not a good political or economic climate in which to break what is not broken just so that you can say you fixed it. The pieces may be more difficult to put back together than you realize. This issue is about children, or should be, all the children of West Covina, regardless of their economic status or political affiliation, should receive the same consideration. I have not been a charter school parent, but I have been a private school parent, and I know that just as in private school, charter school parents are by and large vocal. But the sound of their voice should not ring any louder in your ears than any other parent's voice. Mr. Spence, Mr. Cox, Ms. Pullis, and Ms. Shoemaker, I've known you to be people of great integrity. Ms. Jimenez, I do not know you, but I'm sure that you would not sit amongst the aforementioned if the same were not true of you. Although I've known you to make decisions that I did not agree with, I could support your decisions because I've never known you to make one that did not have every child's best welfare at heart. As a parent, I know the job that you have been elected to do is a difficult one. You must bundle the needs of your child in with everyone else's in order to uphold the oath you took. You must avoid the perception of favoritism because the ramifications could be catastrophic for this district. I was once asked if I would ever consider running for a seat on this board, and my answer was no. No, because the oath implies, and I believe you subscribe to this idea, every issue concerning every child should be important, not just the issues that concern those closest to us. And where others, like me, may not have been able to do this, you have demonstrated on many occasions that you represent all the children of West Covina Unified School District, and you've done this with equal fervor for every child. I'm sure that the voters in this city join me in pointing out their choices for board members with pride every time a sign with higher API scores is hung over a fence. Acquiring the best people for the job, whether hired or elected, and trusting them to do that job is why we are on top. You've guided us through the worst of the storm. Now let's stay the course and show the others around us how it's done. I thank you for your time.
Henry Christopher.
Good evening, Board. I'm Henry Christopher from West Covina. It really grieves me that I have to leave the LA County Board of Supervisors meeting and that my dialogue with leaders in this country has to be interrupted to remind the West Covina School Board of a very simple principle, and that being that you are here to do one job only, and that is to represent the will of the people, nothing else. In case it's not obvious to you, it is not the will of the people that Superintendent Castillo be replaced. And if you do not show overwhelming evidence that justifies her replacement, I assure you that it's just a matter of a short time before the public will seek out all avenues of due process to replace those who continually rock the boat in the city of West Covina. Thank you.
Thank you. Terry Garcia. Terry Garcia. Hi, Terry.
Good evening, Ms. Cox. Thank you for letting me speak. I've been working for the district for 22 years. Mm-hmm. I've went to the schools here. I went to Coronado when it was an elementary. Cameron was a junior high, and I graduated from West Covina High. In the 22 years, Lillian has been the fifth superintendent to come on board, and she's the only superintendent, not just here for the kids, but also for the staff. She has come and talked with the staff individually to solve problems, to make sure that these schools are safe for our students, and also make sure they get their education. I have nieces and nephews in this school district, and for you guys to even think about getting rid of somebody that cares about what goes on in this district and about the employees, not just the students, but she cares about every employee along with every student, it just does amaze me. And like they say, November will tell what goes on next on this board. Thank you. You know, I thank you.
Ian Jones.
Mr. President, members of the board, Madam Superintendent, I'm the first one to say that all five of you are anything but perfect. I know all of you. And you're not, and Steve has this quizzical look. But I also know all of you to be people of integrity, and I know that you will take everything into consideration when you make whatever decision that it is that you're going to make when you go back into closed session. But someone told me a while ago that what is popular isn't always right, and what is right isn't always popular. And you're all professionals, and Ms. Castillo is a professional. And that's the relationship in which you work. You work in the dynamic that she was going to run the district day to day, and the five of you are going to oversee it. You're going to set policy. It's also your privilege to decide when the superintendent, whoever it is, continues the work for you or when she doesn't. And I know that you are all taking this decision to heart. You're not rushing it. Anyone can just look back over your agendas in the past and see that you've had multiple evaluations. This is something that you're thinking about. And I know that when you go back there and you talk amongst yourselves, that you'll be making the right decision. I am not a fan of the superintendent. I don't think that comes as a surprise to anyone. But I don't think that you make the decision because you don't like someone or you don't like their policies. You make the decision when you go back there because you don't like the management. You don't like the way the district is being managed. You go back because you don't think that certain decisions have been, you know, appropriately made. You go back because, for whatever reason, that has brought you to this point. I don't know what's happened. You're the members of the board. It's your privilege to make that. But I know that you're going to make it professionally. And there have been some speakers who have come up here tonight, and they've made some comments that are rude, and, you know, that's completely within their right. And I'll defend their right to come up here and make those comments. But I know all of you to be of great integrity, and I know that you're going to go back and you're going to make the right decision. The schools are doing great, and some of that praise is appropriately put at the superintendent's feet. But a lot of that praise is put at the teachers that work every day in our schools, and that's not been said up here at this podium. It's at the support staff, the instructional aides that support our teachers, and that hasn't been said. I know that you're going to make the right decision. I have full faith and full confidence in all of you. Thanks you.
Maria Elena Sanchez. Maria Elena Sanchez.
Good evening.
Go pull it down.
Pull it down. I'm not representing any staff. I don't work for the district, but I'm a parent. I'm the facilitator for the support group of Spanish-speaking parents who have children with disabilities. And I don't know if Mrs. Castillo remember, but long, probably like 4 or 5 years ago, we were an open house because in my support group, sometimes I volunteer and translating for the families. And 5 years ago, around 5 years ago, I was translating for the Spanish-speaking family in one of the open houses. And my English wasn't as good as it is right now. I'm still learning. And I was translating for the mother to Mrs. Castillo, and she started to speak Spanish to her directly. And the following month when we met, the mother, she was telling everybody that the superintendent was talking to her in Spanish. For us, for our culture, and I don't know if you agree with me, for us, we respect our leaders. We respect our professionals. We respect the work, and we don't take the work for granted. So that impression that Mrs. Castillo did with the mom stayed forever with her. And that shows a person who cares, a person who is approachable. And I never even knew that she speaks Spanish because I don't know her personal, because, you know, she's little güerita. Means like blonde. And I have to say, without due respect, Mrs. Miranda, I never seen you in any of those affairs. I never seen you be so approachable with the Spanish-speaking parents. And I said Spanish-speaking parents because that's what I do the most, volunteer and support all the mothers who I have in my support group, which I have around 35 moms in my support group and around 18 who speak Spanish only. And this is what I do. What I want to let you know is I don't work for the district. I don't have any interest in the district because I'm a resident of the city of West Covina, but I belong. My children go to another district because they're geographic area. But I do volunteer in the city of West Covina, in the district of West Covina, and most of my moms, those moms who speak Spanish, the majority are in the district of West Covina. And I just want to tell you, and I have to have this opportunity to commend the principal for Coronado, because I said to him long time ago, is I've been witnessing the Coronado High School for the last probably 6-7 years, and I never seen a principal who is so approachable with the students. I never seen the basketball court so full of kids playing and cheering, and he's there in the middle. And that means people who cares, people who's approachable, and that only happened under your leadership. And I want to thank you for that. I wish that every continuation school, because what the mother said or the lady said a little while ago, Coronado is not really good school. But when you see that, I know this is going to make difference. It has been making difference, and I know if we continue like that, we're going to have a better district, better than what it is right now. So please take in consideration what I have and the word that I have from my parents' perspective. Thank you very much.
That concludes the written request to address the Board of Education this evening. We do have several other items to discuss in closed session. Would anybody else like to make any other comments to the board at this time? Mr. Wally Cook.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that as a senior member, somebody offered me a seat when I came in. And the reason I didn't is because as a senior and veteran of the administrative staff, I think it's important to stand tall for what's right. Lily Castillo has been a beacon in our district. We talk about champions. Champions of kids are probably the most significant thing that people can have holding on their shoulders. Lily Castillo is a champion of kids. She's also been a champion of many of the adults in this district who've had some adverse things to deal with, and she's come to their rescue as well. She is certainly a people person, but she looks at the emotional, social, and academic world of the kids first, and she puts that as a priority, and then she surrounds herself with other leaders that promote that same vision. I want to applaud her, and I would not be here to this day if she was not in this district. I had opportunities to be elsewhere, make more money. My loyalty is standing tall right over there, right next to her, because that's where I feel I need to be as a senior member of the administrative group. Thank you. I hope that you make a decision. Oh, and by the way, Jim Mandel is older than I am.
Anybody else? No. All right. With that, we will adjourn to closed session.